He teaches that there are three different types of prayer. There is a prayer which is simple petition. This is indicated by the term ask. There is a prayer which is urgent and fervent. It is indicated in the term seek. There is a prayer which is hot with importunity. It is indicated by the term knock. At different times, a believer will experience each of these levels of prayer. I know not by what methods rare, but this I know, God answers prayer. There is no statement which provides so much comfort and cheer with which to face the uncertainties of life than this, God answers prayer. Such a truth delivers us from a formal and mechanical approach to prayer. It teaches us that prayer is no mere collection of pious expressions and eloquent language. On the contrary, prayer is conversation with a personal God who is our Heavenly Father, in which we share with Him every concern of our hearts. No wonder the disciples, having heard Jesus pray, came to Him with the request, "Lord, teach us how to pray." In response to their entreaty, Jesus gave the model prayer and further instruction in how to pray. This instruction is recorded in Luke 11, Matthew 6 and 7, and other passages in the Gospel. Let Jesus encourage you to pray as you hear His words. "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open. Or what man is there of you, whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" Consider four great insights into effective prayer as presented in these words of Jesus from Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11. First, Jesus teaches us that prayer is personal involvement. Prayer is not something detached and unrelated to you. Prayer is a person-to-person encounter. It is you, a human person, sharing with God, a divine person. Examine the personal pronouns used in these verses. "You" and "your" occur 7 times. "He," "him," and "his" are found 8 times. God is addressed as "your Father, which is in heaven." In real prayer, you are personally involved with God. Now flee from that prayer spirit which is detached and formal. Shun any form of prayer which is artificial and ritual. Prayer is the soul's sincere desire. It is personal communion with God. Never be content with anything short of this. Prayer is the most personal of all your religious relationships. Jesus teaches us that there is no real prayer apart from a personal involvement with God. Second, Jesus teaches us that prayer may be offered on different levels. That is to say, He teaches that there are three different types of prayer. There is a prayer which is simple petition. This is indicated by the term ask. There is a prayer which is urgent and fervent. It is indicated in the term seek. There is a prayer which is hot with importunity. It is indicated by the term knock. At different times, a believer will experience each of these levels of prayer. Let us ask for an answer to prayer. Our asking is based upon God's ability to do. And Ephesians 3:20 asserts that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Examine that amazing statement. God can do all we ask. He can do all we think, but do not have faith to ask. He can do above all we ask or think. He can do abundantly above all we ask or think. He can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. He can do it according to His power which is already working within us. Ask. God is able to answer. We ask in assurance of God's willingness to answer prayer. Jesus raised a valid question in asking, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good things to your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask Him?" You see, God is our Father in Jesus Christ. He is willing to give good things to us as we are willing to give good things to our children. We ask as a child, He answers as a father. The only requirement for our asking is that we ask in faith. We ask with confidence in God. We ask with full reliance upon God. We ask expecting an answer from God. Never grow faint-hearted. Keep on asking. He will keep on giving. Again, let us seek for an answer in prayer. Seeking is an intensification of asking. You see it demonstrated in the experience of Jesus as he prayed in Gethsemane. Luke 22:44 reads, "And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly." Now there are some instances when simple asking seems not sufficient. Sometimes the burden is so heavy, the need so great, the answer so urgent that we plead earnestly with God. This is a proper way to pray. God honors earnest prayer, promising through the prophet Jeremiah, "You shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Seeking enlarges the scope of asking. It is more intensive and extensive. It leaves no stone unturned. A prayer seeking revival, for instance, will stir us to read, study, memorize, and meditate on God's Word, to discipline our life, and to renew our personal devotion. Each of these are prayer in action as we seek anew the face of God. It is proper to ask in prayer. It is also proper to seek with greater earnestness as we deal with God. Let us knock for an answer in prayer. Sometimes it seems you ask and seek, but the doors are still closed. What do you do then? Jesus said, "Knock." Knocking suggests importunity, a need which will not take no for an answer. Insistence in prayer is not for the purpose of overcoming reluctance on God's part. Quite the contrary. Isaiah 30:18 announces that God waits that he may be gracious to his people, to exalt them and have mercy on them. We think we wait for his answer. The truth is, he waits for our prayers. Seeming delay in answer to prayer may be but a test of our sincerity. To quit because prayer is not immediately answered is an indication one is not in earnest. Seeming delay in answer to prayer is likewise a test of our faith. An unbelieving heart is soon discouraged. But Psalm 27:14 gives this wise admonition, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." While you wait, pray. Importune with an insistence which knows your only hope is in God. Ask, seek, knock. God will give the answer. A third thing Jesus teaches us concerning prayer is that prayer must be offered in view of our relationship with God. When I was in the university, we had occasional religious convocations. Often prayer would be answered by someone of a philosophical frame of mind. He would address God as, "Thou great unknown," or "Thou great first cause," or "Thou great unmoved mover." But Jesus never taught us to pray that way. He said, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father." God is a Father. Approach him as a child would approach his loving Father. Luke 11:5-8 recounts a story Jesus told of a man who had unexpected guests drop in late at night. He had no food in the house to offer them, so he hastened down the street to a friend's house and asked to borrow bread. The friend hesitated. It was most inconvenient to arise and get bread for his neighbor, and yet, because of the insistence of the man in need, he gave him all he asked for. Jesus told the story to lay upon our hearts the truth that God is more than a friend. He is a heavenly Father. He will give us all we need when we ask. Again, Jesus teaches us to pray with certainty of an answer. Jesus said, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened." Memorize this passage. Encourage your heart with it. Come to God with your petition, and God will give you the answer to your prayer. Exercise yourself in the blessed ministry of prayer, and soon your experience will inspire you to say with the poet, "I know not by what methods rare, but this I know, God answers prayer."